I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
China has warned against external forces backing Taiwan independence after launching extensive live-fire drills around the island. It comes just 11 days after the U.S. announced its largest ever arms sale to Taipei, worth $11 billion. Taiwan says it spotted 89 Chinese military aircraft, along with 28 warships and Coast Guard vessels encircling the island. It adds that this is the highest number of Chinese aircraft reported for a single day since October last year. State media reporting that the Chinese military has deployed multiple forces in the central Taiwan Strait for its Justice Mission 2025 drills. Military exercises set to continue tomorrow as well across seven zones designated by the country's Maritime Safety Administration. China says they are aimed at boosting naval and air force combat readiness.
That is the latest on the report that Taiwan is being surrounded by Chinese ships, planes, and again, it's a show of force. What's it mean beyond that? Hard to say, other than that's what it is, and that's what China has been doing all the time, a lot of saber rattling. But as we move into the new year, there is increasing concern that China might actually start taking direct action against Taiwan, and that means what will we do? I'll take a moment to point this out to you because this could come into play at some point. Israel has begun field deployment of its Iron Beam laser air defense system. That's going to be used only by Israel at this time, but if it's successful, the U.S. is closely watching that and looking for an opportunity that how would we use it? The Iron Beam laser would basically be part of the Israeli multi-layered multi-defense network. And all of this says that this high-energy laser could fundamentally change the rules of engagement. If it does that, watch for how the U.S. and other countries begin to rush to the Iron Beam laser. Welcome to Larry Connors USA, December 29, 2025. Not too many more days we can say that. And, of course, with Larry Connors USA, we're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. And everything goes up as a podcast later at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We'll make sure of that. In our next hour, Nancy Pelosi is praying for America. There's an interesting side story I'm going to share with her saying I'm going to be praying for America. That'll be coming up later in the next hour. And also some in this hour as well. And also Minnesota Governor Walz saying everything is good in Minnesota. Despite the fraud that you see everywhere, the Governor Walz is just, it's okay. It's going to be better. He dreams crazy. Later this hour, China expert Gordon G. Chang on the latest efforts in China as they begin to escalate what we were just describing. And our story behind the story today, cloning a woolly mammoth. Why and exactly what was the woolly mammoth? When did it last appear on our Earth? And why would anyone want to clone one and create the woolly mammoth all over again? That's our story behind the story coming later. And I also want to take note to state here, and I'll add more information later. Word came the other day, over the weekend, one of my true loves of my young life had passed away. You might also, many of you men, have had the same love. She didn't know either one of us, but we loved her from a distance. That'll be coming up a little bit later. Now back to the issue with China taking aim at Taiwan. You heard that one news report, and I want to give you another source as they see China is definitely putting Taiwan direct in the sights.
The Pentagon says China is preparing to take Taiwan by 2027. A new 100-page report details how Beijing is beefing up its forces, strengthening military capabilities away from the mainland, and investing in nuclear capabilities. It says China's buildup is changing the balance of power in the Indo-Pacific. The Pentagon says it's likely the Chinese regime recently loaded more than 100 nuclear-capable missiles into launch silos in northern China. These are ballistic missiles capable of reaching the United States. The Pentagon calls it part of a massive, long-term nuclear expansion. China reportedly has more than 600 nuclear warheads and wants 400 more by 2030. The U.S. has far more, over 5,100. Taiwan makes up a big part of the Pentagon's new report. That is, Beijing's preparations to invade the island. In 2024, China simulated landing operations, long-range strikes, and even a maritime blockade. Beijing is also stepping up military pressure on the island. Incursions into Taiwan's air defense are up over 60%.
Now, that's going to be key going forward. And we have our guest coming up a little bit later, Gordon G. Chain, an expert on China, as to what this means for, one, the U.S. relations with China, and what it means for Taiwan directly under the shadow of China. Many thought that this would eventually chill. Not going to. The Chinese play a long game. They have a long memory, and they want Taiwan back. There's a Pentagon report out that I want to share with you. Listen to this, please.
The Pentagon's report warns that China's military is betting on quantum computing. Analysts say a breakthrough here would give Beijing a big advantage on the battlefield, a capability that could rival the effectiveness of aircraft carriers or fighter jets. The report also highlights how China is trying to recruit foreign scientists to gain an advantage in artificial intelligence and other technologies that could be used in war. However, it notes several weaknesses in the regime's military, for example, poor quality equipment and corruption. The Pentagon says a corruption-related investigations have led to the removal of dozens of generals.
So if they are going after corruption inside the Chinese government and they're finding several generals that they want to oust, how stable is that government at this point? I don't like an unstable China, believe me. I'd like to have someone that we know clearly is in charge and we know what his action or reaction might be. If they're cutting generals out for supposed corruption, it might just be they don't seem to align with Premier Xi anymore. But if he's going through that house cleaning in China, what's it mean for the world? Retired General Charles Flynn was watching over the Pacific Fleet for many years, and he says, there is a concern that does keep me awake at night.
This century is going to be defined by the relationship between the United States and China. We've said we've pivoted to the Pacific for more than a decade, and in actual behavior and actions, that's not accurate.
Charles Flynn is the recently retired four-star Army general who served as the commanding general of the United States Army Pacific from 2021 to 2024.
This A2 AD arsenal is primarily designed to defeat the strengths of the United States military. And the strengths are our air power and our maritime power, primarily. Secondarily, it's designed to degrade, deny, and disrupt our capabilities in space and cyber. It will take time for them to actually move from their garrisons to the coast, load those vessels, and get across. What keeps me up at night is their ability to actually pull that off in 96 hours.
96 hours. That's a scramble that you're putting that many men in action within 96 hours. The People's Liberation Army of China announcing today, as we were talking about earlier, what they call Justice Mission 2025. Comes a little bit late for 2025, but that's what they're calling it. And that is the series of live-fire military drills around Taiwan we've been talking about. They're simulating a blockade of that independent island nation, and they want to warn separatist forces we could break through any blockade you put in place. The warning they issued, with vessels and aircraft approaching Taiwan Island in close proximity from different directions, you consider we are ready to test our joint operations capability. Of course, the regime of China continues to maintain a policy known as a One China policy, which falsely claims the sovereign nation of Taiwan is still a province of China. As I said, they're playing the long game. And here's another report on where China is trying to exercise its muscle.
Taiwan has slammed the drills as a serious threat to regional peace and stability. Premier Chou Chung-tai has urged Beijing to immediately stop the exercises. Taiwan's defense ministry adds that its own forces will be deployed, stating that any attempt to escalate the situation is unacceptable. Suhui explains how Beijing is framing the purpose of the drills.
Well, China is signaling a strong show of force and strength to Taiwan's so-called separatist forces. And this comes after the U.S. arms sales. Now, the Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson saying that Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progressive Party is hell-bent on separating Taiwan from China. It had also said that any attempt to solicit the U.S. help is really emboldening Taiwan's separatist forces.
And they will continue to feel that if we are going to have support of the U.S. and other nations in Taiwan, then we continue to stand off with China. The reaction from China? Well, we're seeing it in play right now as to what they might do. We'll be listening to Gordon G. Chang coming up here shortly, an expert on China, and get his full appraisal. The other hotspot for the world, Ukraine and Russia. Iran issuing a new threat.
This here as Iran's president saying this weekend that his country is in a full-scale war with the U.S., Israel, and Europe. The remarks by President Massoud Pezeshkian were published on the website of the country's supreme leader, Khamenei. He says in part, quote, "We are in a full-scale war with the U.S., Israel, and Europe. They don't want our country to remain stable." Now, this was just a portion of this and is a much larger statement that was made.
So, Josh, really interesting set of developments with the statement by the Iranian president. And if the translation is accurate, and if the term or the phrase really is full-scale war, clearly Iran is not mobilized for that, at least not yet, in terms of going on some kind of offensive campaign against its neighbors in the region or even Israel a little further afield. And certainly Iran cannot touch the United States.
That is an Iranian expert. And of course, as we said, we still have Russia and Ukraine in play. Now Iran is beginning to ramp up, thinking we can pile on. We can declare that we're going into a full-scale war with Israel and the U.S. But as the expert pointed out, how much of it is just saber-rattling? Well, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma has this assessment of the Iranian threat.
You have to realize Iran has to have something to say, but they have no ability to back it up. They can say they're at war with the United States. That's great. We know that their reach and their ability to actually deliver on those threats are limited. Now, they still have terrorist organizations around the world because they're the world sponsor of terror, but their financial stability is greatly hurt. Their infrastructure is greatly hurt. They also fear the United States right now because they know that we can reach in and touch them where we're at. I want to point out that President Trump, during the bombing that we were eliminating their nuclear program, the president warned then their leadership saying, look, we know where you're at. We can also take you out in the building and actually said where they're at, but we're going to choose to leave you alone. That was a very loud warning that went to the leadership. They may be terrorists, but they're not suicidal, not the leadership.
And not so, the leadership.
This is just rhetoric coming out of them with probably nothing to be able to back it up.
And again, that the leadership doesn't mind talking about sacrificing because they're not the ones doing it. Which brings us full circle again to the issue in Ukraine and Russia. And the difference we have found in talking to Russia and Ukraine. Again, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma.
Right. We value lives. Russia and Putin, I don't want to say Russia, but Putin doesn't value lives. He just throws people out. He doesn't count numbers. They don't even count those that have been that have died in this war. And so we had to take a different approach. President Trump saw that. He's pivoted. And now his meeting with Zelensky is to say, look, what is it out of the 20 points that you can live with? And what is it is absolutely a nonstop? And I believe this is a good move. towards hopefully ending the killing in Ukraine. The president doesn't want just a ceasefire. He wants to end the war and end future wars that could take place too. So it's a much different negotiations when you're not just trying to secure a ceasefire, but actually end the war.
And that's the key, to actually end it. We will deal with that a little bit more later in our second hour. As I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, one of my longtime, in my youth, woman I loved dearly, never met her, she never met me, and I think probably a love of many men listening, passed away over the weekend. Bridget Bardot, the French actress. She actually walked away from the film industry to support animal rights and lead opposition against open borders and mass migration. And she was doing that even in 2022, I mean, not that long ago. In the 70s, she announced she was retiring from acting and going to become increasingly active politically. So she had already been speaking out in support of animal rights, and then involved in comments about ethnic minorities and resulting in a flashback from those accusing her of racial hatred. She also came out in 2015 against the Muslim face veil. She added, "Communism is taking on too much importance. It's a culmination of 30 years of laxity." This is a woman known for her body and her image on the TV screen, but she had put that aside, said, "My main concern is saving my nation and the world to that extent." She faced trial five times between 1997 and 2008 for inciting racial hatred, including comments supposedly criticizing mass Muslim immigration into France. In one of those cases, she was convicted for decrying the loss of French identity and tradition due to the manipulation or multiplication, I should say, of mosque while our church bells fall silent for want of priest. She was speaking then. They should have listened closer. We have seen France change dramatically, the face of France. Bridget Bardot, French screen legend, sexy woman and everything, first revealed in her God Created Woman, a 1956 film, captured a lot of young men's hearts and older men. She passed away at the age of 91. But she was speaking right up to the end about preserve our nation. We could take a lesson from that. Coming up, China expert Gordon G. Chang on the latest saber rattling by China. And our story behind the story, recreating the woolly mammoth. Why? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Less than a couple of weeks ago, the Trump administration announced plans for an $11 billion weapons deal with Taiwan. And immediately, Beijing imposed sanctions on Boeing and other U.S. firms. And now today, they started their live fire exercise involving the Chinese Army, Navy, Air Force, and Rocket Force troops surrounding Taiwan in what they say is a stern warning against the Taiwan independence movement. Joining us now, an expert on China, Gordon G. Chang. I strongly urge you to follow him on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang, to stay posted on what he's doing. Gordon, thank you for your time on this day.
Well, thank you so much, Larry. Happy New Year.
And yes, sir.
Certainly, Bad Moon Rising from Creedence Clearwater Revival is the perfect song for this segment.
You got that right. You got that nailed down, Bad Moon Rising. So, when you started seeing them start the series of live fire military drills around Taiwan, what was your first thought?
My first thought is that this is a lot of huffing and puffing from Beijing. Now, certainly China is determined to annex Taiwan, but they're in no position to do that, largely because the Chinese military right now is in disarray with all of the purges at the top of the leadership. And that includes the purging of the commander of the Eastern Theater Command, which is the command that has responsibility for Taiwan. So really what I think they're trying to do is to intimidate everybody into submission, because they really can't invade and they can't use their military in the traditional way. So they're using these exercises.
We had mentioned before you joined us about the purging of some of these generals, and they were suggesting that it's because of corruption. Was it corruption or because they no longer align with Premier Xi?
Certainly, almost every senior officer in the Chinese military is corrupt. So people get purged and they say corruption, but it's not because of corruption. It's because of political loyalties. We're not exactly sure who is doing the purging, whether it's Xi Jinping or whether it's Xi Jinping's adversaries. But the point is that there is turmoil at the top of the military. And this has continued now for more than 2 years. So this is not just a single incident. It's a long-term phase, which obviously undermines the effectiveness of the Chinese military.
But at the same time, I raised the issue earlier that I'd like to have a stable China. I'd like to know who's actually in charge and if we could trust them to they will do or not do what they say. But at least we know who's really running the operation.
Yes. Well, China, I don't think, is particularly stable. And that leads to a conclusion. And I certainly believe that the Chinese military is not ready to invade Taiwan. But that's not to say that they won't start a war, because they are engaging in a lot of provocative military activities from India in the south to South Korea in the north. Any of those incidents spirals out of control. I don't think Xi Jinping, in an unstable environment, is able to deal constructively with the international community or to de-escalate. So the possibility of war, I think, is extremely high.
That's another frightening situation. I mean, if it's not clear who's the real leader, and if some things get out of position, we could certainly see an escalation. You agree?
Yes. Well, escalation, I think, is much more probable than not, because we have a Chinese regime in turmoil. And I think Xi Jinping actually believes that turmoil is in his personal interest, because although I don't think he believes that the Chinese people will be rallied by a war, the Chinese people certainly don't want war. I think Xi Jinping believes that tensions will prevent other Communist Party leaders from challenging him. And so, therefore, he thinks that it's a good idea to create troubles across China's periphery.
Well, what you described for China is, I think, very similar to Russia right now. A lot of the Russian people don't want the war. They want to bring it to an end. And how does that play into China's hands where we are now and what could happen with Russia, Ukraine?
Well, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on July 2nd told Kaya Kallas, who is the EU foreign policy chief, that China does not want to see the war in Russia and Ukraine end. And he said that's because if the war ends, the U.S. could then concentrate on China in East Asia. So I think that you're seeing China right now keeping this war going. And in fact, I don't think the war in Ukraine would be going on today were it not for China's support for Russia's war effort.
You know, are we talking about military armaments as well as just verbal support, money support? What?
It's across the board support. So, for instance, there are elevated commodity purchases that finance the wars. There's propaganda and diplomatic support. There's the supply of weapons. There is, I believe, China green-lighted not only the invasion itself, which we know from that statement, no limits partnership, but I think it also green-lighted North Korea's participation in the war. And we know that there are Chinese soldiers at the front in Ukraine. They are mercenaries, plus also formal People's Liberation Army officers who were there primarily to observe, but maybe also to advise.
Right.
So this is all in support.
You're listening to Gordon G. Chang, an expert on China. You often see him on all the major networks. You can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Always glad to have you on board. And if we're looking at China doing all this to help Russia, at what point do they begin to undermine what they have?
Well, I think that they already have been undermining what they have because their economy right now is not growing robustly at the 4.8% pace that they claim for the third quarter of this year. It's probably about zero, maybe a little bit above, maybe a little bit below. But all of these, supply of aid to Russia and all of its other projects around the world are undermining the ability of the Chinese economy to produce output. And this is important because China is essentially going into its 2008 right now. It's got a debt crisis, which is perhaps the biggest in the world.
And how does that affect the U.S. with that debt crisis?
It affects the U.S. because we're not really paying attention to it. So when it occurs, it'll take us by surprise. It'll take trillions of dollars off of our stock markets. Americans should be much more aware of what's going on in China, so we aren't surprised. And we need to start cutting links with China, because when China falls, it could take a large part of the rest of the world down with it. And we shouldn't be affected by it. But unfortunately, we have these links, and they could affect our economy, or will affect our economy significantly.
We've seen President Trump deciding to back off the tariffs on China, and specifically chips. Where do you see that playing out?
Well, this is really a bad decision on the part of the Trump administration, because if we have any advantage in AI, it's because of our chips. And what we're doing is we're helping China bridge a particularly bad situation for them, because they're trying to, you know, we hear a lot of people, including Commerce Secretary Lutnick, saying, well, you know, we got to get the Chinese addicted to our technology stack. Well, that is unrealistic, because Xi Jinping has made it very clear that he doesn't want American chips in China. So what we're doing is we're helping China during a period where its chips are not nearly as good as ours get through this, to help them in the AI race. we didn't win the Cold War by supplying equipment to the Soviet Union.
Correct.
And China will be using the chips that we supply for its military. This is just wrong strategically, and it's wrong morally.
Well, if we're going to see China continue to build on that, and the Trump administration holding off on the tariffs, you're suggesting that it's going to give them more ability to continue pushing against Taiwan and against the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. And more ability to push against the United States, because these chips will be used for military purposes. So, you know, it's, I think it's wrong to help an enemy. And China calls us an enemy, so we have to view them in the same right. way. It's wrong to help a China to help a military build up and configure its military, which is configured to kill Americans. I mean, I just don't see how this makes any sense at all.
Well, now, we have seen the effort to slow down chips from China. They just ship them through another third party, correct?
Well, yes, China has access to NVIDIA's most advanced chips, those based on its Blackwell architecture, through data centers. So, for instance, Tencent, the Chinese internet giant, is using Blackwell chips in a data center in Osaka. And Alibaba and ByteDance are using advanced NVIDIA chips in Singapore and Malaysia in data centers.
Have we really accomplished anything by cracking down on TikTok?
Well, we really haven't cracked down on TikTok. President, there's a very clear law, and President Trump has not enforced it. And we have allowed China to steal data as well as to use TikTok to propagate its vicious narratives. And again, this is, you know, Xi Jinping looks at this and says the United States is not willing to enforce its own laws. And so he views us with derision, and he views the United States as weak because we're not even enforcing our own laws. I mean, what could be worse?
Excellent point. Gordon G. Chain, I certainly want to thank you for giving us one of your days as we close out this year, and look forward to talking to you in the new year as to where China is.
Happy New Year, Larry, and stay safe.
Thank you, sir. Gordon G. Chain, you can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chain. I strongly encourage you to do that. If you look around any of the network news, you're going to see Gordon G. Chain, a phenomenal expert on China, can answer any question, and not only where we have been, where we are, but where we're going. I rely on him on a constant basis, and now you see why. Everything from the current Liberation Army of China carrying out a justice mission, a live fire military drill, to chips and how they will figure into AI, not just for China, but for our nation. Coming up, the story behind the story. The woolly mammoth being cloned. Why create the woolly mammoth again?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times
this is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Okay, how many remember that 1965 hit, Sam and the Pharaohs, Woolly Bully? Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Now, a woolly bully was different than a woolly mammoth, but I thought, why could you not start a woolly mammoth story with woolly bully? They're not the same thing, but why not? And why are we talking about the woolly bullies? Well, there are talks and plans for some time. In fact, the Colossal Biosciences, founded in 2021, has publicly stated its project is to genetically resurrect the woolly mammoth. And they expect to do that and complete it by 2028. In other words, have a woolly mammoth that last disappeared on our world maybe 4,000 years ago, recreated by cloning. How does that work and exactly what is? Let's look at the history of the woolly mammoth to begin with. They first began to appear something like 800,000 years ago in Siberia. How do I know that? Not because I was there. Because of study, and I found 800,000 years ago. That's a little bit beyond my time frame, probably yours as well. These elephants were roughly the same size as the modern African elephants, but they had wool all over their body because they were living basically in the coldest temperature available at that point. And the freeze, the glaciers, everything else ended up taking all of them at one point or another. They were identified as an extinct species in 1796. Again, that's based on what they had recovered. So this massive beast covered in fur, a large outer covering of long hairs and a short undercoat to avoid against frostbite and heat loss. The woolly mammoth actually did coexist with humans at one point. In fact, the humans hunted that species for food, used the tusk for making art, tools, and dwellings. It all came to an end in the Siberian area around 10,000 years ago, or so they thought. And there was one isolated area on St. Paul Island where the woolly mammoth was still found to be existing about 4,000 years after that. So we're talking about 5,600 years ago, they were still walking the earth. And then on another island found a couple thousand years later, so still walking the earth, 4,000 years ago. And now the completion of a mammoth Genome Project in 2015, sparking discussion about, can we recreate it? Is it possible? What they did in 2015, they confirmed that Asian elephants, the DNA, was the closest living relative of the woolly mammoth. And with that in mind, in 2008, they began to find ways to map the chromosome DNA in more detail. And in fact, then they realized it was 98.5% to 99.4% identical to the African elephant. So it wasn't that far of a stretch. But there are no woolly mammoths around to reproduce. So you're talking about extracting DNA, even from the hair follicles of a 20,000-year-old mammoth retrieved from the permafrost, and matching it with another. In 2012, proteins were confidently identified for the first time. These were collected from a 43,000-year-old woolly mammoth. These species were identified in various places around mostly the steppes of Russia and the permafrost region of that part of the world. But again, why recreate them? I guess you could say because we can. And it appears that we possibly can, but what value comes out of this? Now, you obviously have heard in the past, and you might have thought Dolly the sheep was the first famous clone. She was not the first. Cloning creates a genetically identical copy of an animal or plant. Now, if you deal with planting and you take a cutting, you're actually producing a clone. Dealing with an animal, it takes a little bit more issue. And many animals, long before Dolly, frogs, mice, sheep, and cows had even been cloned. But Dolly took all the world's attention as a successful cloning. This is a case where if you can't have them reproduce naturally, how do you continue the species? So the idea, according to most of the scientists, and again by Colossal Bioscience, we can definitely genetically resurrect the woolly mammoth. And they say they can do this by 2028. So we're not that far away now as we move into 2026. There is one scientist, though, that has taken a central role in the mammoth genome, and she claims in her 2015 book, How to Clone a Mammoth, that's high reading if you want to read it, How to Clone a Mammoth, The Science of De-Extinction. And she states the mammoth will never be cloned, at least not one that is pure mammoth. And that's because they're looking at taking mammoth genes in vitro, joining them with elephant cells. She does say that at one point we're likely to see something that resembles a mammoth. And again, since we pointed out that the Asian elephant has 99% of what we found in the mammoth, that might be the closest reaction and closest cloning. Cloning involves basically taking the DNA containing nucleus of the egg cell of a female elephant, replacing it with the nucleus from a woolly mammoth tissue. So in Japan, they had planned to do this. The cell was going to be stimulated into dividing and then implanted in a female elephant. So the resulting calf would have the genes of a woolly mammoth. But nobody as of date found a viable mammoth cell to begin the cloning process. So many scientists doubt any living cell could have survived the freezing in the tundra of the Arctic. Well, some are still believing we can. And they can find them, even if they're taking the cells from a mammoth that passed away something like 20,000 plus years ago. The woolly mammoth, as we said, did exist with humans at one point. They relied upon it for food. It was like watching large elephants, which we have lived with across our history and as man. But the idea of creating a woolly mammoth, regenerating something that was extinct, it is, many believe, due to the advances in molecular biology and the cloning, could certainly take place. The cloning of mammals has improved in the last 20 years, and Dolly the Sheep was back in 1996. We've seen significant increases in success since that time. So if they could find a way to genetically inseminate an elephant egg with sperm cells from a frozen woolly mammoth carcass, you would have an offspring that would be elephant-mammoth hybrid. And it had to be repeated so more hybrids could be used in breeding going forward. In other words, once you have the elephant-mammoth hybrid, woolly-haired and everything else, then you need to create species that can then continue the species with through breeding. There was, in one case, an Asian elephant and an African elephant that produced a live calf named Mahdi, but it only lasted a couple of weeks. So the concerns as to if even you brought these two together, would they survive very long? You have to keep in mind the sperm cells of the modern mammals. When I say modern mammals, we're talking at some that are thousands and thousands of years old. They say the sperm cells of modern mammals are viable for 15 years at most after deep freezing. So how could you have another shaggy-looking elephant? Not likely. Not anytime soon. But, once again, some of the scientists insist, yes, through DNA editing, we can come up with that, and we can come up with substitutions that would come very close to the woolly mammoth. Science is an amazing thing. But do we have to do everything like that? I mean, we're talking about maybe the last woolly mammoth, anything recovered from it, be it hair or anything where they could get viable DNA, could be at least 4,000 years old. That would be the minimum. And you're probably looking at long before that time. And there is the issue of ethics. That is one thing that has stopped science in its tracks many times. We can do this, but should we do it? That's a big question. And of course, if you're going to have cloning of animals, the question always comes up, well, then what about cloning of humans? In other words, not relying upon simply having animals recreate by procreation and humans doing the same, but actually cloning someone that did not exist before. There's where the ethics battle begins to heat up. So there is more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. Not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So making it clear, we have cloned animals before. Dolly the Sheep, again, is the most known, and that was back in 1996. So we've had a lot of success with it, and other animals were cloned before Dolly. Cloning basically is creating a whole organism that is a genetic duplicate, a genetic duplicate, and we're not talking about a twin, but taking embryonic stem cells with identical DNA and recreating, removing the nucleus from an unfertilized egg cell, and then putting it with a cell from the organism to be cloned. And after the impulse starts the egg to divide, begin creating an embryo, which would then be implanted in the mother's uterus. So a birth lamb like Dolly is a genetically identical to the cell donor. What's good about that? What's bad about it? Many say the plus side would be you could study diseases and you could preserve endangered species. Or, as they're talking about with a woolly mammoth, bring back what was endangered and has gone extinct. And you could also personalize medicine, understanding development of humans and animals. Those are plus sides. The other side is, if we're speaking strictly along science, not biblical concerns, which I think are very important, but the ethical concerns, one, you're going to have low success rates, and you're going to have potential health issues in these cloned animals, and you might obviously have misuse going forward. If you can clone a human, you're looking at taking the man, woman, as God created, out of the picture. And that is where many have an issue. There are some that are willing to accept it if you're talking about animals. No one has attempted to clone a human. But there are reports that they're close. They're very close if they chose to go forward. And we do not know that some of it has not taken place somewhere else. It might be years before we ever hear that such cloning of humans was not only underway, but extremely successful. But right now, they're moving closer, they say, to cloning the woolly mammoth, a creature currently extinct, not seen on the earth for 4,000 years. Tomorrow's story behind the story, as we go into the New Year's Eve and celebration, many of you looking forward to parties, popping the champagne cork, and maybe having a few adult beverages. Well, let me remind you what took place in our nation from 1920 to 1933. Prohibition, a national ban on alcohol. Oh, yeah, it was true. And a lot of folks didn't like it. And it's actually inside our Constitution, with the 18th and the 21st Amendment. We'll look at that story, Prohibition, in tomorrow's Story Behind the Story. You don't want to miss our second hour. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.